Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are continuing on in day 43, the importance of your life. Each and every life is important, but how many individuals go through life thinking that what they do just doesn't count, and they aren't as good as someone else? This is usually due to comparisons or some idea of misplaced values. After college, I was in Ohio for a one-year training program with a Christian ministry that I was a part of. I had a four-hour job commitment in the morning and a four-hour study commitment in the afternoon. My assignment was the glorious duty of trash collection. This meant from 8 a.m. until noon, me and my partner, Doug Ian Murphy, collected trash and disposed of it. We also had the responsibility of bringing canned food from the storage in the barn to the kitchen when the cooks needed it for the three meals per day that they cooked there at the headquarters, and the all-important job of mopping the kitchen floor each night after those three meals had been prepared and served from the kitchen area. Perhaps in the eyes of everyone else on the planet, that would have been the lowest set of job skills anyone could imagine. But for me and Doug, it was glorious because we redefined our view of what we were doing. First, we were able to be outside every morning and not stuck in an office. We got to wear blue jeans and coats and sweatshirts. We didn't have to dress up. We did physical work, which we both loved. Doug was a swimmer at East Carolina, and I, of course, as I've shared before, was on the football team at East Carolina. So this physical work was perfect for us. We were also able to drive an old tractor, we called it Methuselah, that's how old it was, to pull the trash trailer. It was a lot of fun. And we took it upon ourselves to memorize all the supplies that we had in the barn, so when the cooks asked us if there were any corn or peas in the barn, we could tell them exactly how many cans that they had left in each category. The best part of mopping the floor at 11 p.m. at night is that everyone has gone to bed. Doug and I determined that if we did not do a good job taking care of that floor, the health department could come in, shut down the kitchen, which would mean that all the meals for the training program and every employee on the grounds would be shut down, and they would miss out on the three meals a day that was already provided. And since we were in the country, in the middle of Ohio, it wasn't like you could run out to McDonald's and grab something. So potentially the entire organization would have shut down if we didn't do our job of mopping the floor. Doug and I were totally responsible for keeping the whole place open and functioning. Or at least that's the way we saw it. Talk about a big responsibility. We took our work very seriously. Now that may sound silly, but consider something else. Some people who make $40,000 or $50,000 a year may consider themselves middle class or even insignificant compared to the $100,000 people. But do you realize that every head of a family is the CEO of that family enterprise? And if you make $50,000 a year as an individual, or even $50,000 a year with both parents working, over a 40-year period, you are the CEO of a $2 million enterprise. Do the math. That's no light responsibility. So yes, it is how you define it. So make it a big deal for yourself. After mopping at night, one thing I had committed myself to do was not going to bed until I had sorted out the day. What do I mean? There was a tiny room at the top of the staircase above the kitchen that Doug and I cleaned that was just enough room for a washer and a dryer to do the kitchen stuff, towels, rags, that kind of thing. And when I say tiny, I mean tiny. With the washer and dryer in there, you only had room to stand or maybe open the door of the machines to be able to load them. Anyway, my point is, it was secluded, and private. So I would go in there, sit on top of the washer and dryer because there were no chairs, there wasn't enough room, and talk to God about the day. I made it a habit when things came up during the day, whether conflicts or things I didn't understand, to put them on a shelf, so to speak, in my mind. And then that night I would go back to that shelf and take them down one by one and talk to God about them. This was a very helpful process for me as I was learning so much and needed to figure out life. And it became a habit for me to involve God in all issues of my life. I no longer sit on a washer and dryer at night, but I still involve God in every decision I make and talk to Him about every aspect of my life, the good, the bad, and anything I don't quite understand. And that has made a world of difference.